Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Kids, Socks, and Motherhood with myself, Vesta, and my amazing co-host, Kelly.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Thank you so much for choosing to listen to this episode. For those of you who are new, welcome to Kids, Socks, and Motherhood. It's a podcast with just two mom friends discussing life as stay-at-home moms, right? That sounds about right, Kelly.
100%. That's all we okay. do.
Right. So we have recently just started back recording again, you guys. Of course, those of you who follow us and tune in, you know, Kelly had a baby a few months ago, and we are now getting back into the groove of recording, giving you guys content. I just celebrated 3 years of being a stay-at-home mom. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. So we definitely have lots to talk about, and so we just love coming to the table to just have these candid discussions about motherhood, being a stay-at-home mom, being a mom who works from home in Kelly's situation, and just everything, like parenting, family, kids, like you name it, we discuss it, we talk about it. We love to just bounce off each other, comments and things like that. So Kelly, today, mm-hmm. I think we should go ahead and talk about what you suggested.
Sure. Like, well, with the whole adding yourself to your to-do list. I'm with that. 100%. So that's the first of all, I want to give praise because you've been doing stay-at-home mom duties, joys, everything for 3 years. And that's longer than most people even keep a job, okay? Because the role of being, and this is why, roll with me for just a second, because you got to think, being a stay-at-home mom is 24/7. It's nonstop. Yes. So you got to think, Vesta, you've been doing this straight for 3 years. That is a huge accomplishment, like huge. Because some days I look at myself like, did I pick the right thing?
Girl, every day.
So... But it's just like the benefit. And I just want to say, I am so grateful that I know you and the fact that you've been so strong within these past 3 years and even gave me the encouragement to push myself in this direction. And it's been amazing for two, you know, to be able to do this. So, okay. So adding yourself to the to-do list, and people who know me know that I do not shortstop myself with doing stuff for myself. And what I mean by that, I am the type of person that I won't buy nothing for me. I'll make sure everybody else around me is good. They'll have update, you know, shoes as far as like comfort wise goes. Mm-hmm. Then they'll have their clothes. Everybody's good. Me, I hope. And they'd be like, why you need, don't you want some? I'm like, nope. They're like, what you doing? Because I'm saving these funds for me to go have my time. Because as Vesta mentioned, she's been doing this for 3 years and we get tired because you're literally a machine. It feels like a machine, like you're a machine 24 hours out of a 7 day week. And that's the time that we have. So I utilize that to be able to either go and go get my hair done, washed by someone else and done by someone else. And if you know me, I have locks. So doing my own locks takes me days, whereas someone else, it just takes them a few hours. So it takes me days because my hair is so long and it's so much of it. So it takes me days. So I'll save that money because it's not, you know, a cheap thing to do. Save the money and go have fun, do pamper myself. So I make sure I put that in my to-do list, like hair done. Or I'll be like, well, go get my eyebrows arched. Mm-hmm. And then that might sound like, oh, well, that just sounds like natural. It doesn't happen very often when you have a little one to look after every day, all day. You have to literally schedule yourself these things and be very strategic with your scheduling. Because if not, it won't get done.
You look up and it's months later and your eyebrows are looking like bushes. Uh-huh. Your roots are all sticking out.
Yes.
And you are halfway, you know, borderline insane.
Seriously. You'll be like, man, this shirt don't even fit no more, but I'm going to keep rocking it because this is just what I have. You will. You will literally allow yourself to miss these opportunities by accident. And it's not even on purpose because you get so caught up with what you're doing.
Right. I also too, sorry to cut you off, but that just made me think about a conversation I was having with one of my social media sisters. And she mentioned she was talking with her husband, and you know, he said, you know, these things overwhelm her because she's a good mother, you know, like we care so much about our kids, about our household, to the point to where we exhaust ourselves because of the effort, you know, that we put forth in caring for our family. And so I think it's just not, like you said, we don't intentionally try to put ourselves on a back burner, but we are just always so focused on our children and our family that we look up, you know, and we didn't bought everybody else something besides us. And we, you know, we didn't did everything else for everybody except take time out for ourselves. So I'm looking to change the game with that though.
Yes. Seriously, y'all don't have no idea like why I'm so happy about having this conversation. It's because I can't wait for Vesta to share. But as for me, like I said, I save my coins because I like doing bigger things. Like I love to vacation. Last year was the first year that I actually vacationed without anyone in a very long time. And that was so tough. I went somewhere for 4 days.
Yeah,
three nights. It was something like that, in a totally different world. Like it blew my mind. I didn't know.
Where did you go? Where did you go, Kelly?
I went to Costa Rica.
A whole country. This girl.
Listen, I was in one of my moods, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to look at plane tickets. And people who know me know I love to travel, so I looked at plane tickets, and I saw tickets round trip for $250, and I said, "Oh,
she said I'm going to Costa Rica."
Yeah, at first I thought, you know, I was joking. But then my spouse was like, go to Costa Rica. I said, you sure you're going to be good with the kids? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I said, you sure? Because, you know, we share duties. I'm like, you sure? He was like, yeah. I went there and I was like, what do I do with all this free time?
I know.
That was the strangest thing. And it's like, wow. And that was like a light bulb saying to me, we got to do better as moms. Like, yes, we take on these roles, but we forget how to do us when we have free time. It's weird. I don't know what to do when I have like a stretch window. Like right now I'm pressed for time because I realize I got kids looking like, where mommy going to stop doing what you're doing? But when you're stretched, you got all this stretch of time. You're like, what do I do? I slept.
Yes. I was going to say, you sit there and you enjoy it. You enjoy the silence and not hearing mommy or kids pulling on your leg.
I did. I slept. And then I would call every so often. And then that would be that. But y'all, look. So my experience was last year. And this was my first big, big experience. But y'all, let me tell y'all about Vesta. She about to tell y'all this story about her having this experience right now in this moment. So we had to share it in this moment because we got to be in the moment. So Vesta, what has it been like for you to add you to your to-do list?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I have learned in this past 3 years just to prioritize myself, how important it is to prioritize myself and to add myself to the to-do list. So with that being said, this year was my second year taking my momcation. Okay.
Yes.
Momcation. And my first time doing it was last year. It was around my birthday. My husband asked, he was like, you know, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I just want a weekend to myself. I want a weekend at home. Can I check into a hotel and just have a weekend? So actually last year, I just did a one night away from me, my husband and son. I checked in a hotel up the street. Nice hotel. And I enjoyed some rest and relaxation. So this year, I wanted another momcation. I said I wanted to do it to celebrate my 3 years of being a stay-at-home mom. And this time I did 2 days, y'all. I did 2 days. Yes, I checked in Saturday. Today is Monday, of course. But yeah, I checked in Saturday and I check out this morning. But the past 2 days just have been, it's been so amazing. Like I feel light. I've been able to sleep. My mind doesn't feel, you know, cluttered. I've been feeling relaxed, not having to just worry or deal with mom guilt or deal with some anxiety on, you know, just my day or what I got to do and what needs to get done. And my son, it's just been amazing. And I'm truly thankful, number one, for my husband, for just allowing me, you know, this time to just have a moment to myself. Like, he knows how big I am on having some me time, you know. And previously, you know, we've talked on the podcast, and I would, you know, take moments in the morning before him and my son get up to just have some me time, you know, just a few hours. But this weekend, I actually had 2 days to get away. And so, like I said, it's been so good. I've been reading and watching Netflix and just eating, like just the simple things that, you know, I enjoy. So yes, like this momcation has been everything. I've been able to reflect. It's definitely brought, I can say it's definitely brought more feelings of gratitude and thankfulness, just being thankful. Once again, just for my husband, like this would not be able to happen without a team player. You know what I mean?
Definitely, I agree.
Yeah. Like, you know, some, like you said, like some dads, they can't even do 1 hour, you know, with their kids. I'm a part of some of these mom groups on Facebook, and I'll be looking like, who did y'all marry? Or like, what kind of person are y'all with? You know what I'm saying? These spouses or significant others that, you know, are never home, who never helps with the kids, and, you know, who always complaining about having to watch their own kids. I'm like, ooh, I'm glad that's not, you know, I'm glad that's not my story. And so, like I said, it's a partnership. It's a team effort, so to speak, with this. But one thing I did do in thankfulness to just show my husband that I did appreciate him giving me this time. Before I checked into my hotel, Kelly, I actually set him up with an appointment for a massage.
I love that.
He got a little self-care this weekend, too. I made the appointment a few days before, you know, I had to check in. And I just surprised him. You know, I was like, as a way of me saying thank you for giving me this time, here's my way of saying thank you. You know, because you work so hard. You work 6 days a week to provide. And I want to do this for you. So it was kind of, you know, we both got a treat this weekend. So... yeah, that's how this went. And like I said, it's just been really good. Like, I've enjoyed it, just reflecting. And I'm ready to go back and to just pour into my family, love on my family, since I've had this time to myself.
Yes. When you bring up the care for couples, all I like to think about is a couples massage. I don't know if you guys have ever tried that before, but it's a really great way to link with your spouse or your significant other. It's a beautiful transition of energies within that space. So I definitely praise the fact that you guys are able to love on each other enough to say, okay, this is something I want to give for you. This is something I want to give for you. And we need that, you know. We all deserve that. We all need that. We're all here as a unit to work as a team, as a collective, to get things done. But no, so moms, dads, couples, you guys have to work together, because you realize that, especially with the way COVID has ran rampant this year.
Oh yeah.
You have to be very mindful that if you're not accustomed to being home 24/7 with your kids or with your spouse, that's even another topic there, that it can bring on its own stressors. And we understand that, we recognize that, because we have told you guys, this is not homeschooling. This is like survival schooling, really. And we just encourage you all to get that self-care when you need it, get that support when you need it, because you need to schedule that time for yourself. If not before, if you never did it before, you really gotta do it now and be very diligent when you do it, and might have to do it more often to keep yourself regulated. Because if you're not doing what Beth is saying, where you're pouring back into your family, you're actually taking things out. And that doesn't help the relationship with your significant other and or spouse or your kids. Because they can tell, like, you're stressing, which then causes the kids to stress. So, you know, that's just kind of how that part goes.
Yeah, I definitely would agree. And I was reminded, I just saw a Facebook post the other day from one of the a social media influencer I follow. And she had mentioned that her and her husband had a a four-day getaway for free. They were gifted with a four-day getaway. And she was just saying how amazing it felt to just refresh and just have that time alone. They're business owners, you know, they have mm-hmm. four children and all that. And I loved her post because she was just, you know, she was so open and honest. Like, it felt good to just be with my man. It felt good to just lay on the beach. And it felt good to just have lots of uninterrupted sex. And I was like, yes, honey.
Oh, my gosh. Where is that at?
I feel like that doesn't exist anymore. Yes. Like, come on. Like, that is amazing. And so, on top of, you know, just moms having it a long time, like you said, couples, like, it's important, you know, to have that quality time for yourself. Contrary to popular belief, people always say the kids go before the spouse. I do not agree with that. My husband comes before my son, and biblically, in my sense, that's how it's supposed to be. Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, you know, people who put their kids before their spouse, you know, you're so invested in the kids. But guess what? The kids grow up and the kids leave the house. So when the kids leave the house, it's you and your spouse. But for some people who do not take that time to invest, you look up 20 years later and you're like, I don't even know you anymore. Like, what happened? Oh. Then you realize, like, you know, people like, oh, it's just not working anymore. Well, it's not working because you guys haven't put in the work over the past 20 years. Like, you've been so focused on the kids and you haven't invested in your marriage, and now you want to leave each other because y'all not connecting. You know what I mean? And Lord forbid, you know, I pray that's never my case, because me and my husband are very intentional about making sure that we are investing in each other. So mm-hmm. that's my spiel on that.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly, because that's another thing to big time to add in your to-do list. That is so important, because for me, I would say in our household, if the energies are not sinking, right, you can just feel it. And it's like, whoa, what's going on? And we check it right then and there, like, okay, what you got going on? What do I have going on? Because you got to realize, if we're not functioning as a unit, it's just like when you're driving a car. What happens when you have a flat? The car don't move. Mm-hmm. It don't move. So if you got to realize, if somebody has a flat, it's not going to work. Fix so you it. Also have to be very mindful of that. You got to schedule in that time for you guys to be continuing to build where you are. Because like Vesta said, when the kids are gone, they're gone. So you got to be able to love, then love, like love down, because I got, that's why I said love. So you got to be all that stuff, very strategic, very mindful, build that unit, schedule that time, not only for yourself, not only for your spouse, but for you guys together. That's just the family dynamic of how things work. Again, y'all, we cannot stress to anybody enough to make sure that you have time for yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you can have time for yourself, like Vesta said, I'm going to keep quoting her, you can just pour into your family. So that means if you have time for yourself, you're pouring into your family. Your spouse feels that he has time for himself, he pours into the family. They come together as a unit, and then they continue to pour into that family. What are you doing? You just, it's going to overflow.
Yeah, it's just it's a better rhythm when everybody is just functioning properly, you know. Yep. And it's even with parenting. Like, I think about, just think about parenting and how many, I don't even know what the term is. Maybe I should just say stress parenting. Like, there are a lot of people who just parent like under stress all the time. And that's unhealthy mm-hmm. because then you are taking situations out on your kids. You know, you're lashing out on them. And that bothers me if I'm in public and I see a parent cursing at their kid or snapping at their kid. And oh my God, it just drives me crazy. But that is definitely not the route that I want to go. Stress parenting, like, I want to be able to just nurture and love and help cultivate these skills inside of my son, to teach him, to educate him, to build character, all that. And I cannot do that if I'm not in a, you know, if I'm not in a healthy spot. So
most definitely,
take time for yourselves, moms. Make sure you and your spouse or your significant other take time for yourselves, so that, you know, the family can just be smooth sailing, you know,
be a strong unit. But for real, y'all, remember, this topic is going to keep coming back up, so trust and believe me, we are not done with it. But just go to show that we do talk back. So if you guys are curious and wanted more support on how to be able to get creative with your time, with yourself, with your spouse, for themselves, feel free to reach out to us because we have an email, twomoms@ksam.info, or reach us on our social media handle, KSA_motherhood, and that's on Instagram. So check us out in one of those places. I'm just saying, we talk back. If you guys are just curious about a little bit of anything, as you know, Vesta is like the stay-at-home mom champ right now. Three years running. That's diligence right there, y'all. And then for me on my end, I'm 2 years in and I also work at home. So if you guys are just curious about that and how we keep our lives together with our
kids above water,
please feel free to reach out. But we love you guys, we appreciate you guys, and don't be shy.
Yes, thank you for all the support. We would love to hear your comments, your topic requests. So like Kelly said, hit us up on our email or Instagram. Anything else, Kelly? I think that's about it.
That's it. Peace and love, people.
All right, guys, until next time.